Hey, yo, what's going on? This is Ross Omari, and you are listening to Flourish. This is a podcast where we talk about life, talk about fatherhood, talk about entrepreneurship, talk about mindset, talk about spirituality, talk about manifesting the life that you desire, talk about a lot, man. And every time I switch up a little bit, because that's just what I do. Anyway, today we're going to talk about how to become the most famous artist. And as a reference, I'm going to be using the most famous artist. Now let me backtrack a little bit. Now, when I was a kid, I remember watching Michael Jackson on TV and wanting to be famous like Michael Jackson. I don't know about you, but you know, if as a child somewhere along the lines you had fame in your cards, you had fame in your stars and fortune, then I think the model that the most famous artist has laid out and presented, I think it's a very useful one. I think it's a great case study that you can apply to your own artistry, whatever it may be. And so why would fame be something that you want to attain, right? Like, fame gets a bad rap, especially the desire for it. But with fame, of course, comes notoriety. And with notoriety, you have a lot more influence, a lot more potential to impact and reach and affect people for the good, for the better, you know. And so if your intention, of course, is to add value to the world, you know, I hate saying that, add value. If your intention is to make the world a better place, nah, I don't like that one either. You know, if your intention is to be you, how about that? If your intention is to be you and to die leaving behind a world that has been affected by you being you, then again, I think you'll definitely get something out of it. So who is the most famous artist? A few years ago, well, back in 2014, when I had just quit my job at Verizon and I was on this thing called a thought tour, where I was really just honing in and dialing into the idea and the science of the mind and how you can apply your thoughts and ideas and your intentions and create and reach your potential. While I was on that thought tour, I stumbled on a story, an article by a guy named Matty Moe on a million dollar art show or some million dollar like sort of art experiment that this guy did. And something about it I found was like really fascinating, because he was tapping into bold isn't the word that I was looking for. Outrageous. No, not outrageous. And man, I can't, the word is like eluding me right now. But it was really interesting, because what he was doing and what he set out to do was to make himself the most famous artist. And the way he went about it was very simple. And it was using a principle that, you know, I often talk about when it comes to SEO. And that is using SEO and using branding and using, you know, a simple domain name such as themostfamousartist.com to create a perception and then walk into that perception and fulfill it. I'll give you another example from the world of music, rap music. Back when Lil Wayne made a declaration that he is the greatest rapper alive, create a conversation, and through that conversation and through just that declaration, there's a period of time where you could say Lil Wayne was the best rapper alive. And quite similarly, this guy was putting the same kind of concepts and principles into place. And the most famous artist actually fell off my radar for quite a bit. But every once in a while, and quite recently, a couple of days ago, he stumbled onto my, popped up on my LinkedIn newsfeed. And it was, I forget exactly what it was, but it was something. And it made me say, yo, I wonder what the most famous artist has been up to. And what I found from 2014 till I guess now is that he has actually made himself the most famous artist. And the way that he's gone about it reminded me of a lot from something I heard one time in a Dame Dash interview, where Dame was talking about how he would make his artists most, his you know, the artists under his label famous, like for example, Kanye West. And I remember listening to the Dame interview, and Dame Dash was saying, I think at the time back then, he would hire like five publicists, or he would just, he put the PR first, right? And listening to the most famous artist, he puts the headline first. So if you know anything about, you know, PR and press, like the headline is the most important thing. And so if you lead your creative process thinking through, okay, what is the story going to be? What's the headline of the story going to be for what I'm creating or what I want to create? And try to actually just sell that concept first, right? Sell the idea, sell the headline first, and get some buy-in on that before even like going forward with whatever you're doing, so that when you do it, you've already got what you need, right? Which is the marketing and actually getting the story out, that you've already got that lined up. And it's a really simple concept, but I think it's profound in a sense. And it actually reminds me of way back in 2008 when I launched my first when I dropped my first mixtape. No, it wasn't a mixtape, it was an EP, Spectacular Ever After. And before I even, like, you know, started recording the tracks, I basically put together a really small, you know, I don't know, 2-3 minute demo, which would be, you know, the, well, it wasn't necessarily a headline, but it was a 2-3 minute demo. And I played it for a kid who ran like one of the biggest hip hop blogs at the time, and he bought into it. He was like, yeah, this is dope, man. I will attach my name to this. And so before I even like went ahead and created the project, you know, I already had that end part figured out. And so if you're working on something, a lot of times, you know, if you're creative, you get down in the lab, you do your thing, and then you emerge, and now you have to find and figure out how you're going to promote your thing. Where if you find an idea, that a seed of an idea that is promotable immediately, not immediately, but up front, then not only does it inform your process a lot more, because you're thinking in terms of what's the story that's going to be told here, what am I giving people in terms of a story? Damn, I lost my thought. But yeah, that's that. And there's more to it that, you know, I'm just not, it's evading me right now. But I'd actually encourage you to go and check out themostfamousartist.com and take a look at some of the headlines, and see if that kind of gets your wheel spinning, right, for your next creative work. There's another guy, and this is going to be the last kind of example that I use here, and his name is Jason Zook, And he's like, he's sold his name a bunch of times. He's like, just done a bunch of like really crazy weird things. He started a company called I Wear Your Shirt. And I'm probably like butchering his story at this point, but the key nature behind all of his projects was that there was like some crazy like headline attached to it, right? He did something called Buy My Future, where you could buy literally all of the future things that he creates and everything that he's created, and like concepts that are like really unique and garner the type of media attention that you would ultimately want anyway. So I just think, as far as like your creative process goes, I think if you want to get fame, you're gonna need some media exposure, and to think to incorporate that into your creative process and not separate it, not make it be some afterthought or something that like is someone else's job or whatever, but to really think through, like, all right, I'm making this thing. What do I want people to say about it? And leading with that. So this is a note for myself, both past, present, and future. And hopefully it inspires you in some way. Hopefully, it gets your wheels turning. Yo, I don't know where... I pick up a whole lot of these little catchphrases, get your wheels turning and all that. A lot of them I find are just like mad cheesy, but I use them anyway. So catch you next time. This is Flourish with Ross Omari. Hit me up. Let me know what you think. You want to talk about something? You want to jump on the episode? That'd be dope too. And until next time, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.